This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
BTK, Osage County Under Sheriff Eddie Vierden. I talked to him the other day about the investigation and where it's going. They seem very excited, very amped up to get some of the evidence they're requesting from Wichita to look over and see if there is truly some sort of connection to the murder that took place in Oklahoma with Cynthia Dawn Kinney. As we know, there no body ever found, but BTK did have those writings of bad wash day while he was an ADT installer across the street from the bank where she disappeared at the laundromat back in 1976. I applaud them for having this energy. I applaud everybody that's involved in this, his daughter and many others that are now in that national task force that are trying to find answers here. One thing I do have some questions on, though, and the optics of, and I want to get your take on this, the reality show. We've learned in the last week that Sheriff Gary Upton has been trying to get a reality show going. Apparently CW, according to them, have already said they want to tape it this winter or this before the end of the year and then air it in January. I've never heard of television working quite the way that Gary is talking about. So I don't know if that's more wishful thinking than anything else, but it just, the optics aren't good to me when someone is really trying to seek a lot of attention in terms of a reality show with reviving a case that really has been dead for quite some time.
Yeah, that is concerning. I had not heard about that. And again, this whole thing about ethics for professionals,
Yeah. You
know, we have ethical guidelines. My profession certainly does. Mm-hmm. And you really have to stay within the boundaries of what a professional does. And that certainly gives the appearance of cashing in some way, whether it's, I don't know that he would make any money, but it certainly sounds like he would be seeking fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that is concerning because ultimately, what is the point here? It's mm-hmm. not about somebody becoming famous or becoming a celebrity figure. It's really about we want to solve this crime,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I admire the focus because crimes like this are often solved by one investigator who comes along with some renewed vigor and energy and passion and starts, you know, working it hard and looking for leads that have been ignored. And so I celebrate that. I think that's always a good thing. Let's keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
But a reality show is definitely bad optics. And if anybody asks my advice, I would say, let's not do that. You know, there's no benefit.
It exactly everything you just said of, I do admire people who are going to step out of their own comfort zone, step into an area where they really don't have to, and try and bring justice, find answers to cases that have been sitting there forever and getting some fresh eyes on it. But yeah, the optics, the way that I was told how Eddie even went into this investigation seems a little bit, I don't know, storyline-ish, grandiose. It was, he woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep and then started watching stuff about BTK and then suddenly had kind of a aha moment and thought, okay, we got to go look at this because this seems to possibly make sense. I don't know. It seems like something that would be on the Netflix miniseries about BTK,
right,
where everything's like, and we've taken some liberties. I don't know. I don't want to be discouraging in this because I'm not. I'm just saying the optics on this are starting to smell a little bit.
Yeah. And humans get weird sometimes, you
mm-hmm.
know, people can be seduced by all kinds of things that ultimately turn out to not be very good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate.
It's a fine line to walk too, because you do still have family members. You have the parents of Cynthia Dawn Kinney still alive. More than anything, they want to get some sort of an answer. And I truly hope that they do. But at the same time, the desire for attention and fame, if that turns out to be something that is outweighing the ethics of going into this without that being the ultimate goal, I think that's pretty sad and scary if that is in fact what's going on. I hope
yeah.
it is not. All I can say on that to anyone in that's listening, and I've talked to several people who are on the task force, is, you know, be careful on the optics on this and who's driving
yeah.
the ship.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we need to stay with good ethical guidelines. And what is our goal here? So let's solve the crime.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.